Hello and welcome to the Amongst Romans podcast, your window to everything Italy from an outsider's perspective. Join us each week as we navigate the Italian way of life and all the adventures that come along with it. So, can you believe it's Christmas this coming up weekend?
Time sure has flown by.
It has. So, this is our second Christmas in Italy. And I don't know, how did you think about, like, how did you think Christmas was going to be like last year?
Less snowy, that's for sure. I actually rather enjoyed the lack of snow that we had here.
Yeah, although I know we were coming into Europe, so I thought, I expected to have a bit more of, you know, the whole Christmas market type of feel, the decorations in town. And while they do have the decorations, it's nowhere near to what I thought there would be. I don't know. What do you think about the decorations?
Well, decoration-wise, I guess they really don't put a whole lot of effort into it, at least in our town. I think in the adjacent towns are a little more Christmased up. But yeah, it's not a whole lot of lights out.
I mean, I've always wanted to have a Christmas that was not like a cold Christmas. So on that perspective, I think it delivered last year because it wasn't too cold. Mind you, I was sick last year, so I got the flu. But like this year, so far, December has been pretty nice. November was a bit colder, but December so far has been pretty nice. So I think we'll have a nice sort of like almost springy-like Christmas this year, no?
Yeah, it's fixed up to be a pretty nice December, at least so far. Today was really nice. I think we reached even 18 degrees with the sun all day.
Yeah, it's a pretty far stretch from like the whole white Christmas idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, do you miss a white Christmas?
Not so much. I've experienced it so many times. I think I'm good without it. I think last year we did get a bit of snow, so that was okay. You know, it lasted a day or two and it was done with. So I think I'm okay with that.
Yeah, but I think the snow came in January. So for Christmas, we didn't get any. I don't know. I kind of do miss the white Christmas. I know you don't like the snow in winter. I mean, I don't mind it. But at the same time, I went to Lithuania last year, so they did have a lot of snow for Christmas. So I did kind of experience that, so I didn't feel like I missed it. But like this year, like you said, it's like it was 16 or 18 degrees today, which is pretty nice and sunny. I mean, I'm not complaining about that, but it doesn't really feel like Christmas. However, you know, since I'm not like a really huge, I'm not really into Christmas like a lot of people are, I think that's fine. But let's talk a bit more about what the Christmas, I guess, the situation is here versus to what maybe what we thought it would be. So before we came here, you know, Europe is known for having Christmas markets. And if you know anybody or you see anything on Instagram or anywhere else on social media, everybody goes to these Christmas markets and they all look pretty much like, you know, this little places where you can go and, you know, get your mulled wine or whatever, and they have little huts and trees. I didn't quite get that same feeling here, at least where we live. There are no Christmas markets the same way that you think of when you think of Europe.
Yeah, I guess you would think an area that has, like, at least during the summer, there's so many festivals and, you know, and little markets that happen. Heck, there's even, you know, the usual fruit and veggie markets and all that happen weekly. You would think they would have a pretty big thing for Christmas, you know, just like set some stalls up with, like you said, mulled wine or whatever, you know, have some treats and stuff like that. But yeah, it's not, surprisingly, not that big here.
No, and I mean, we come from Toronto and we have a Christmas market in the Distillery District, which was just down the street from our house. And actually, that one, it's been around for like quite a long time. I think maybe 20 years or so. I'm not sure the exact number, but, you know, compared to Europe, it's a fairly modern, like newer market. But I think it's been rated one of the best ones in the world. Like, I don't know what the criteria are, but I mean, you know, it was a pretty big market. You know, they had the Christmas stalls, you know, plus when we get snow, then there's the lights. It does feel pretty festive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty festive. I've enjoyed my visits to the distillery district there and, you know, visiting all the stalls and such. But I really don't miss that cold.
I know you're not really into the cold. I mean, I don't blame you. I don't love being cold, but I do. Like for me, always Christmas has always been, you know, it's like you're looking forward to a white Christmas. You want the snow. You want the lights outside look really nice. And it's kind of weird where, you know, where we are. So it's still fairly warm, but and by now the leaves have fallen, so there really isn't as much greenery. There's still the green grass, but most of the trees have lost the leaves. So you do get kind of like that grayish in between seasons type of thing. And not that many people, although I think this year there is more than last year. There are more houses with like lights decorated with like, you know, Christmas lights or just like, you know, just any type of holiday lights that I don't think they were here last year.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. There's a lot more people with Christmas lights on their balconies and around their houses and windows. So yeah, I guess that's a pleasant surprise to see that.
Now we went to Naples last weekend because. So last year we were like, oh, they don't really do markets here, like Christmas markets in our area. So last year we went to Salerno, which they do have a really nice lighting display, but it's not the same way you think of when you think of a Christmas market, right? So they had lights everywhere. Like they had a big Christmas tree and they had sort of like lights strung up in the various streets. And that was beautiful. But they didn't have like the stalls that go along with it, right? Like it was nice to walk through, but it just wasn't the same type of experience.
Yeah, I think the one in Salerno was actually a little nicer. They had a big tree, although Naples did have you know, their own tree, which was lit up. But I think it was a little more festive in Salerno. I think there were a lot more people there when we visited last time. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I do like the lights. So this year we thought, let's go look more into it. So I tried to look into it. So it said, oh yeah, Naples has like a Christmas market, Christmas thing. And I think there's two different things. They do have these, I don't know how you describe it. They're these little sort of like creatures or like characters made out of these like, I don't know if they're carved or whatever. They have these like managers and like, you know, Christmassy type things that are sort of like little statues or carved that you can buy all day, all year round. But I was looking online and said, oh yeah, you know, Naples is like Christmas is big there. So we thought, okay, maybe we missed it last year. Let's go this year. So last weekend we went to Naples looking for this Christmas market. And well, I guess in a way we found it, but it wasn't what I thought it would be. It was really small. It was like a Christmas tree, which was cute. And there were like a few booths. And that was it. Like it was just sort of a bit of a letdown, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I pictured it to be a little bit bigger. Because, you know, like I said, that they have those festivals where you see, you know, streets of people selling all kinds of treats and, you know, their wares or whatever. You would think they'd have something similar for Christmas, right? So, you know, I think there were probably counted like maybe 8 stalls, and really it wasn't anything spectacular that what they were selling. You know, mostly Christmas themed stuff, but otherwise just normal trinkets.
Yeah, and I think they had more of like you said, like crafts, right? It wasn't really, that was the guy was selling paintings. There were just some crafts. It wasn't really like any food stalls or any like Christmas themed things. So it was sort of disappointing. So I thought, okay, maybe we, you know, I mean, Naples is a big city. The part we were at was, the part we were in was Vomero. And we thought, okay, let's go check out different parts. But we did drive through, like, you know, the more sort of touristy area. And I still didn't see as many, like, Christmas things as I thought there would be. So if there is a Christmas market in Naples, we didn't find it. And I thought, you know, like... You know, if it's so hard to find, it's probably not like this big thing that we think of it. Maybe it's, you know, maybe for Naples it was. But anyway, I was fairly disappointed that we couldn't find the type of Christmas market that I always thought we would find when we moved to like to Europe.
Yeah, so do you think there are maybe better markets elsewhere or other parts of Italy?
You know, I think so. So I think the further north you go, and I don't know if it has something to do with the climate or maybe the proximity to like Germany. And I think Germany is like the place where the Christmas markets kind of originated. Because I do see online, you know, there's Christmas markets in Rome, you have Florence, you have, you know, the further north into Alps you go, the more Christmas markety, the way we think of it is what you find there. So I'm wondering if it has something to do with like the cultural background, right? So because where we are, it's more south, the climate is a bit different. So obviously you don't get that same kind of Christmassy, like what we are used to, Christmassy feel, right? Like, it's not that cold. You don't have snow. So maybe the traditions here are a bit different, right? Like they don't have the same tradition as they do up north or like, you know, further into Northern Europe where they do have the Christmas market. So even when we talk about like Christmas displays, they do have lots of them. Like I find it actually to be quite interesting that you have a lot of stores with like lots of Christmas displays, right? So you have, you know, lights decorated. The, you know, our town has some like lighting, I don't know if you call them lighting displays. Like they have these lights strung between in the main street. And the other towns next to us, they have the same thing. But like, say our town doesn't have a Christmas tree. Like I thought, okay, I know it's a small town, but I was kind of expecting like a Christmas tree. I know like the town next to us, the Atripalda, which is a bit bigger than ours. I don't think there is a Christmas tree. I didn't see one. Maybe, do you think there's a Christmas tree in Avellino?
Yeah, I think there is. I think last year we didn't really walk through the center, but yeah, there is a Christmas tree and I guess a kind of a display. So you know, I think that's supposedly pretty popular. So maybe, you know, we can visit it this time around.
Okay, but you know, it's still like, so Avellino is the biggest city to us, the closest to us. Naples is bigger, but it's further. And you would think that Avellino, because it's also the capital of the province of Avellino, which we live in, you would think that they would have like a Christmas market because they do have this really like, you know, this center sort of like, you know, like the main street, sort of like the walkway. They do have that. So I was really expecting last year to have a Christmas market type of thing there because they have a lot of space. They do have, you know, the space to have the stalls. They have a space for the Christmas tree. And yet there wasn't one.
Yeah, I noticed that too, but I think we should spend some time walking through, you know, right before Christmas. Maybe they might have something set up, but because I know they did some work, or I guess some road, well, not road work, but some renovations to certain parts of the city. So you know, they've opened up some streets and that they've been working on for quite a while, and I think they might actually do something this year. At least I hope so.
Well, I guess we have to go check it out. But so far, there was another market we were going to check out. Unfortunately, we weren't feeling too well, but it was still like over an hour drive, right? So again, you think that you live in a European town, you would have them closer to you. So the one that we were supposed to go to, I forget the name of the town, but again, it was over an hour's drive for us to go to check out this Christmas market, which again would not, I really don't think it would have been what we expected it to be.
Yeah, some of the photos looked okay, but yeah, I don't think it was anything awe-inspiring if we would have went. But it was a good, I think it was a good 80 kilometers away, which is quite a drive.
Yeah. And so going back to the Christmas decorations, I do find that it feels very commercialized here too, the same way that sort of like in Canada, when you go to like a mall, or you go to, they have a lot of these, I'm not sure how to describe it, but you, like in Canada, we would have like dollar stores type of things, right? So you have these sort of discount stores, and they start displaying Christmas decorations like probably in September. Like it feels like it's way too early, but they have like a whole section, like just blocked off with like decorations, lights, Christmas trees. It feels very overwhelming and feels very, very commercialized, which was a bit of a surprise for me, because I thought, oh, okay, you know, Europe, it's a bit more different, traditional, but it didn't really seem like it, did it?
No, not at all. I think they're taking the cues from North America, right? Just cashing in on the holidays. And that's why you see a lot of commercialized products on the shelves. You know, even if you go to the supermarket, you'll see a lot of the Christmassy desserts and such all over the shelving. I think I even saw a whole display, Christmas display for Moe and Chandon.
Oh, really?
In one of the supermarkets. I guess it's just trying to push the champagne product. But it's a bit commercialized. And I even noticed that they start throwing in fireworks displays also at some of these stores.
Yeah, but let's be honest, Italians love fireworks. They don't need like an actual excuse for a holiday to have fireworks.
Yeah, that's true. They love shooting fireworks at all times of the year. So
now, are fireworks cheaper here? Like I'm not sure how much they cost.
Generally, I took a look at them, and generally, yeah, they're cheaper. And you can actually get, you know, almost professional grade fireworks here at some of the stores, at a corner store, pretty much. you'll notice that you can buy these big boxes that look like something a professional company would get for a wedding or something like that, right? But they're sold to, you know, to anyone, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing about Italy. Like, Italians love fireworks. There's like, you know, it's a Tuesday, let's do fireworks. There's like no particular reason needed for fireworks. It's like, oh, someone's birthday, fireworks. It's Tuesday, fireworks. It's like, whatever excuse you want, fireworks. It all works here.
It's for any special occasion, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have a birthday, you have a party, blow up the fireworks in the day or the night, whenever, right? So it's just part of the culture.
Yeah. And so one of the things that was the biggest surprise to me, and we spent a lot of time on this last year. So I grew up with, when I was growing up, we always had a fake Christmas tree. So I thought, I always made a promise to myself that whenever I was living on my own, and I would never have a fake Christmas tree. So since you and I, ever since we've lived together, whenever we had Christmas tree, we always had a real one, right?
Yeah, ever since we've been together, we've always gotten the real Christmas tree for the holidays.
Yeah, so last year we were, you know, let's go get a Christmas tree. So I thought, okay, like, you know, there's going to be some places that sell real Christmas trees. Like the way it is back home in Canada is like you have, you know, like there's certain stores like Canadian Tire or, you know, at grocery stores, even Home Depot, they'll have like, you know, these lots with like cut Christmas trees. Or sometimes even they have like pop-up Christmas trees from like a Christmas tree farm. So I thought, okay, they'll have the same thing here. Well, it turns out that where we are, they don't do that. So last year we were looking for a Christmas tree. Remember we asked your cousins like, oh, do they have like, you know, real Christmas trees? And they said, yeah, sure. Go to like this place. So we ended up going to essentially it's like a nursery. And we said, do you have Christmas trees? So in a way, yeah, they did. They had maybe like, what, two or three? And they were potted, right? So in a way, I was like, okay, that's kind of cool because you get a Christmas tree, you know, and then after Christmas, you can plant it. And great, you know, you get a Christmas, you get a tree after. And I said to you, so like what, after like, you know, every year you get a Christmas tree, you plant it, like after so many years, you get all these trees planted outside, you can have your own Christmas tree farm. But unfortunately, what we learned was that this tree didn't make it through Christmas.
Yeah, it barely made it through the holidays. So it started losing all of its needles. And we paid a good bit for it. I think it was like a close to 100 euro, 90 euro, something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't the cheapest, but also it wasn't an Italian tree. So the tree actually that we got, I think it came from Belgium. Do you remember? I think it was Belgium.
Yeah, it came from Belgium. The sale world, the owner of that place told us.
So we got this expensive ass tree from like Belgium that they, well, at least they delivered. We paid for the delivery, but they delivered the tree. The tree didn't last. So after Christmas, we had to get rid of it and basically it died. So I was very disappointed because I'm not a fan of fake Christmas trees. I dislike them all. And this year we ended up getting a fake Christmas tree, which I totally hate because I think it looks really fake. So that was one of the things I found very disappointing. Because when I went to Lithuania last December, they actually had some like Christmas tree things that you can buy a Christmas tree like it's cut. And I think in like if you are further up north in Italy, you can get that too. But where we are, like there are no Christmas tree like section. You can't buy a cut Christmas tree. And if you do find one that's potted, chances are it's not gonna last till after the holidays. So it's a waste of money.
Yeah, I don't recommend. I guess it's a given that, you know, you won't find very many Christmas tree or places that sell Christmas trees, not at least in the numbers that we would see back home, because obviously we have a lot more tree farms available to us and a larger land mass. But I figure a lot of the trees would be coming out from outside of Italy. So yeah, it was kind of disappointing that it didn't last.
Yeah, so we have this ugly fake ass tree and I hate it. And I'm not sure what to do with this because honestly, like I miss having that, you know, the real tree because it smells great and it has like a different feeling. Like the reason I always wanted a real Christmas tree was because when I was growing up, we had this neighbor. She was friends with my parents. And this lady always had like a real Christmas tree. And she had this massive Christmas tree. And it always looked so beautiful comparing to like our fake Christmas tree, which was just like pathetic. And I mean, I'm sure the Christmas tree was fine, but just comparing to a real one, it didn't compare. So that's the kind of thing I've always wanted. So then for so many years, we had beautiful Christmas trees. And I was so looking forward to getting one because we do have the space again for like a nice big Christmas tree. And unfortunately, that's not in the cards. So I'm not sure what we're going to do next year, but I don't know. So that was my biggest disappointment about Christmas in Italy, more so than the Christmas markets.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with you on those accounts. Christmas tree, it would have been nice to have something fresh, but I kind of expected it to, you know, be a fruitless proposition. And the markets, I was actually kind of surprised. I was expecting something bigger or, you know, more readily available to be able to see or visit a place with cool Christmas markets or, you know, somewhere that has a bunch of stalls at least to just look at the Christmassy things.
Yeah, so one of the things that, you know, we can't really find here, which I know you're not a huge fan, I do like it, it's the mulled wine. So when I was thinking of like Christmas markets, I thought, okay, they're going to have some Christmas things like mulled wine, and they don't have that. So actually, we ended up going to, when we were at IKEA recently, we ended up getting mulled wine in a bottle, which I enjoyed. I know you're not a fan of it, but that's my closest to like a Christmas market type tradition that I got to enjoy.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of mulled wine, never have been, so I'm glad you were able to find it. But yeah, I don't think there's really any specific drinks that I would have during Christmas time. Maybe eggnog. I enjoyed it once in a while, and I don't notice it in the supermarkets here. So that's, I guess, one of the things that I kind of miss.
Yeah, I don't think they do eggnog here. It's interesting in the supermarkets because they do have a lot of... So let's talk about panettone, which I think is... that's a huge thing, not just for Christmas though, right? Like, I think it's a huge thing for like... it's a huge thing for Easter, I think, Christmas. I'm not sure if any other like special celebration, but panettone is basically this... I don't know if you... Would you call that a cake?
Yeah, it's a leavened cake, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's basically this like yummy goodness that is it's pretty tall and it comes in different varieties, right? So it's sort of like I would call it a cake. So it's, let's say it's like a cake and it comes in different varieties. So it comes in, let's say you can get lemon flavor, you can get Nutella flavor, you can get chocolate. You can get, I think the traditional one is sort of with candied fruit in it or raisins. And, that's when you go to the grocery store in Italy for like Christmas or Easter, or I'm not sure what other seasons, but there are so many different varieties. So, I think that's an Italian Christmas thing, is that panettone, right? Like, it's huge here. So you'd go and you get panettone and there's different flavors of it. And to me, like that's like an Italian experience for Christmas.
Yeah, I'll agree. The panettone, I think, is the widely known thing, especially during Christmas and Easter. It's one of those desserts, I guess, that it's been around for quite a while. And I guess in the last probably 10, 20 years, it's been really popular, or at least readily available back home in Canada. So I think people have gotten used to seeing it on the shelves. But yeah, you get so many varied types of panettone filled with like all different types of creams and topped with different types of fruits. And there's even artisanal ones you can find in at the some bakeries. Like, certain bakeries actually have their own that they're known for, which can they can get pretty pricey, up in the 40 to 50 euro per panettone to purchase. So it's it can vary. You can buy one for 5-6 euros all the way up to 50, right? It really depends on your taste. But yeah, the artisanal ones, I think we even tried one last year, which was, I think they called it the Cubana or whatever. It was like a dark chocolate with filled with more chocolate and then kind of dipped, or I guess they put a lot of rum in it. So it was actually pretty nice. But yeah, those are one of the more expensive ones you could purchase.
Yeah, I think that's the one that you enjoyed more so than I did, because I'm not a huge chocolate person, and that was just way too much rum for me. But yeah, I think they do vary in price quite a bit, because I think the cheapest it's like $2.99, maybe like after Christmas. So you do, they do vary from anywhere between 3-5 euros to, like as you said, 40-50, which is quite the difference, right? But yeah. So that's kind of a Christmas in Italy. Another thing that I kind of associate more so with the winter season here is chestnuts.
Oh, chestnuts. Yeah, that's one of the huge holiday food that that's super popular here in Italy. And obviously the area that we're in is known for growing chestnuts. So you'll find them just lying on the side of the road when you're walking around. So You know, you can have them different ways. You can boil them, you can roast them, or even boil and then roast them. I think we've been to, you know, some markets where they would have them roasted over coals, and you know, that's a whole different experience. So it's something I grew up on, especially during the you know, the Christmas season or the winter time, and you know, always enjoyed having.
So another thing that I think is different about Christmas here than it is back home, how should I say this? It's the religious celebrations of Christmas that, again, I'm not a very religious person, so to me that just seems strange. But we do have a lot of, like, they do walk around with, like, these weird holy icons or, like, statues, and sing songs, and you hear them, like, usually in the evening, maybe more so on the weekend. There is, like, I guess maybe a choir in the church or something. I'm not sure what's going on. So again, we don't really experience that in Toronto. I mean, and it's not like it doesn't happen, but, you know, Toronto's a big city, so we don't always see that. But I found it here a bit more common, and it's, again, when you're not used to it, it seems a bit strange.
Yeah, it can take some getting used to, because you know, you'll hear this music just out of the blue, and, you know, in the evening, or, you know, even just people walking outside in front of your house, and, you know, there's a band playing, and people singing, or choirs singing, and then there's also a priest usually in tow with a megaphone, kind of going through some scriptures. But yeah, it's just like you see in the movies. It's actually one of those stereotypes that you you know, that are actually, for you know, actually real. You'll see a lot of that here in Italy, and, you know, it's a big thing. You know, people, they'll have processions, and they'll have, you know, the statue from saint statue from the church. It's always usually, you know, patron saint of the town or the area that's usually paraded around. So yeah, it's an interesting thing that they do here.
So now let's talk about the actual Christmas. So in Europe, I mean, at least in Italy, the December 24th is the actual Christmas, right? Like in Canada, we celebrate Christmas Day more so than the 24th. Whereas here, it's the 24th, right? So everybody kind of gathers together, like you meet your family, whatever. The 24th is the bigger day than the 25th.
Yeah, it's usually the you know, Christmas Eve that's a lot more popular. And, you know, families gather, have their dinners that last hours and hours. So, it's a lot more popular than Christmas Day, right? You know, and it's, like, I guess it's an Italian thing, really. It's just not something that's as popular back home.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they do it differently, but anyway, yeah. So I think it's a European thing. The 24th is the actual, like, the bigger holiday than the 25th. But having said that, you know what I do miss? I miss our Thai food Christmas Day dinners.
Yeah, I kind of miss those too. It's become a tradition for us, I think. You know, not having access to that is kind of feels weird. You know, since we did it every year pretty much.
Yeah, like we would you know, my brother and the kids would come over, and we would have Thai food on the 25th. That was our tradition. We would have Thai food. And then we would watch our movies, which I know you're not a huge fan of, but, you know, it was fun to get together, and we would have Thai food and, you know, watch our favorite movies. And I do miss that, because we everything is closed here on a, like, not even on the 25th, but on the 24th, like, things are closed. You can't even go get a pizza because just everything shuts down.
Yeah, we found that out the hard way last year, that everything is pretty much closed. There's nothing you can do. You can't go out and buy anything, or, you know, even if you wanted some food, you couldn't find the place that was open still. So yeah, you know, I think this year we could probably try making our own Thai food. I think we've managed to finally find the ingredients we needed and make stuff from scratch on Christmas Day.
Yeah, we can probably FaceTime my brother and have Thai food with them. As we, are you up for watching Bad Boys 2?
No, I don't think so.
You know, I don't understand how my brother and I are both married to people who just don't have the same appreciation for movies as we do.
Yeah, well, you don't really have the appreciation of those 80s movies that I reference all the time.
Hey, Bad Boys 2 is a good movie. Okay, so having said that, you know, Christmas in Italy is interesting. It's probably not what we expected. I think maybe next year we should venture further up north and see what that's like, and see what the difference is between, you know, different parts of Italy. Because I think what we are is a bit different than it is up north, right? So we should make a trip up there next year.
I think we should. You know, you can get your fill of snow up north, so and you can enjoy some skiing maybe.
Yeah, I do miss the snow. It's not necessarily that I love the cold, but I don't have the same hatred for it as you do. Maybe because I'm a January baby. I don't know. I just I do miss the snow. I kind of miss having, you know, Christmas to me has always been, you know, snow, trees, and cold. It's a bit weird to have a Christmas where you can go outside in, like, you know, like a light sweater, like a light jacket, and there's no snow. There's like a sunshine, and you know, you don't have the same. You can get a tree, like you have a fake tree. Anyway, it just seems like a bit different to me. So I'm still getting used to that.
Yeah, I think I'm the opposite of most things. I'm okay with it being warmer. You still get, you know, those nippy evenings here. So, you know, I think I'm all right. I can manage with that.
Yeah, I do. I am looking forward to the Christmas dinner with your family, though. It's, you know, we do have like a seafood theme on the 24th, which is great because we both love seafood. And it's nice to have family to be, you know, to be with for Christmas, even if we don't have snow or Thai food. But like you said, we can make our own Thai food this year. So we'll definitely be enjoying, you know, Christmas with our family here and back in Toronto.
Yeah, you know, I'm always going to enjoy my salted cod in, you know, cooked five different ways. So I'm good with that.
So, you know, this brings us up to the end of this episode. And also, this is going to be our last episode for this season. I'm looking forward to the next one. How about you?
Yeah, me too.
So in the next season, we'll take a little break and then we'll dive more into the different destinations. I think we've covered the differences between, you know, our life back at home and what it's like to live in Italy. You know, we still might occasionally throw those things in, but I think, you know, I'd like to share with you guys more of our Italy. So we'll go into sharing some of our favorite places we've been to. I think we'll start with our own region where we live. It's Campania. And I'm looking forward to exploring that and sharing that with you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing our experiences also. Well, happy holidays and have a great new year.
And we'll see you in the next year. And this brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and review on whatever you're listening right now. We'll be back next week, so stay tuned.